This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, about 85% of affluent U.S. households gave to charity last year, 3% fewer than in 2020. The average amount the well-to-do gave went down as well by about 20% to about $35,000. All this according to an every other year survey from Indiana University and Bank of America. Here's Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes.
The drop in donations now follows a surge in generosity back in 2020.
I think the need was very apparent and the opportunities to see how your gift could make a difference was very visible.
Una Osley is an economist with the School of Philanthropy at Indiana University and lead researcher on this survey. She says now the pandemic has receded from the news and people aren't constantly reminded of the need to donate. Add in high inflation and a volatile stock market, and even affluent households are growing more cautious.
Especially around charitable giving decisions, which at some level are discretionary.
The well-off are still giving more than they did before the pandemic, and about 37% of them volunteer, which is a rebound from 2020. Jen Shang, a philanthropic psychologist with the Institute for Sustainable Philanthropy, says when people start contributing not just money, but also time, networks, brain space, they get more attached to a cause.
That way, they become part of the community. So they become part of the we.
Shang says when that happens, donors are more likely to think of philanthropy not just as giving, but as receiving. And they're more likely to stay with it. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
Disclosure, Bank of America partner in that charity survey is a Marketplace underwriter.